Program with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Roy Boggy and Ramona, Jack Fulton, Peggy Healy, Robert Lawrence, the Rondoliers, the Rhythm Boys, the Rhythm Girls, with Gene Taylor as Master of Ceremonies.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, in honor of the great composer Johann Sebastian Bach, who had 19 children, we present Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the Rondoliers in Love Is Sweeping the Country from Of Thee I Sing. Inasmuch as one of our guests here tonight is the popular composer Harold Arlen, we wanted to do something to celebrate the fact that his young brother, Jerry Arlen, is a member of the Whiteman Organization. The question was how best to do it. Finally, I suggested that we ask Jerry Arlen to sing something. And seeing that that is what Mr. Whiteman had hired him to do, they all thought it was a good idea. So now Mr. Arlen, together with Peggy Healy, our dear little brown-eyed nuisance, will sing Better Think Twice.
Don't say that you're through with me, 'cause I'm warning you. Some fine day you're gonna be sorry if you do.
Just you wait and see. Try and find another me.
Now you better think twice. Mm-hmm. Don't say we're parting bad friends. You'd better think twice. You'll spend some lonesome weekends.
Oh, really?
Now before you make your mind up, stop and count up to ten.
I'm sorry, honey.
And maybe if we wind up, you'll be bragging that you knew me when.
Well, maybe.
Better think twice before you walk off my love. Now take my advice, at least you know what I've got. Now don't tear up my snapshot, you'll be sorry if you do. Better think twice, don't say we're through.
Better think twice, don't say we're parting, we're friends. Better think twice. You know that I'm your best bet. If you go off skylarking in somebody's Chevrolet, you'll find me there parking with the shades rolled down in my coupe.
Honey,
you better think twice before you say I don't suit. And take my advice, for love there's no substitute. So look back in your diary, and you'll find out who's who. Better think twice, don't say we're in your diary,
yeah.
And you'll find out who's who.
Three or four months ago, the newspapermen stationed in Washington were invited to an informal press party at the White House, where they spent the evening with President and Mrs. Roosevelt, not as cross-examiners, but as friends. In the course of the festivities, someone raised his voice in song, which caused the President to remark that he would like to hear a male quartet sing his favorite cowboy ballad, Home on the Range. Whereupon, my spies informed me, not only did his guests carry out the suggestion, but in their enthusiasm for the NRA, took on an extra man, causing the selection to be sung by a quartet composed of five members. Now, I didn't hear that performance, but having spent a good many years hanging around newspapers, I have a pretty good rough idea of what five newspapermen sound like when they sing. And in simple fairness to the American cowboy, I think it's time somebody showed how that song really sounds. And so I do hope that President and Mrs. Roosevelt are listening in as we present Bob Lawrence and the Whiteman Orchestra in a special arrangement of Home on the Range.
Discouraging word, and the stars on that cloudy old day. How often at night, when the heavens are bright, with a light from the glittering stars, have I stood here amazed and asked as I gaze if their glory exceeds that of ours.
Has this important announcement to make. Listen, beginning next Monday morning, grocery stores and fine food establishments the country over will celebrate National Cheese Week. It is for the entire cheese industry, the farmer who produces the milk used in cheese making, for the retailer who sells cheese, that Kraft dedicates this program tonight. Remember, next Monday morning, National Cheese Week begins.
But why do we have a National Cheese Week now? Is it a special time of the year?
I'm glad you asked me that question, Mrs. Consumer. At this minute, the dairy industry, one of the most important industries of the nation, faces a serious crisis. Added to all its other problems, there is a great surplus of cheese. As long as this condition exists, the dairy industry, dairy farmers, and the distributors of dairy products are retarded in the fight for recovery. National Cheese Week is intended to move much of this surplus into consumption, to the end that millions of citizens engaged in this vital industry will again approach their normal positions.
During National Cheese Week, grocers and fine food shops everywhere will have special displays, wide assortments of cheeses, many varieties. And there'll be attractive prices, too. What a wonderful opportunity for you to acquaint your family with the many kinds you will see, tasty, health-giving cheese they will enjoy. So why not celebrate Cheese Week in your home?
Thank you.
Bouncing Ball by Frank Trumbauer, a veteran member of the orchestra who left to conduct a band of his own and is now back with old Father Whiteman. The performance was in celebration of his return to normalcy. Tonight we present another in the series of superb mystery thrillers that have helped to make this program what it is. In view of what happened last Tuesday, the subject matter of tonight's offering is Guess What? The title is Murder at the Polls. The plot you will have to unravel for yourselves, and I wish you luck. It will be unfolded by an elaborate and highly overpaid cast, including the Rondeliers as four detectives, the three rhythm girls as six secretaries, Goldie, the dancing trumpeter, slightly miscast as the spirit of Prohibition, Andy Love as John Q. Public, and John Mercer as the district attorney. I don't want to be nasty, but he's the author of the play. Other roles are enacted by members of the orchestra who declined to give their names as they live only for their art. Now, if you're all braced, I think we're ready to get this thing out of the way.
Calling all cars, calling all cars, a murder has been committed. We want the culprit behind the bars, he'll never be acquitted. Don't let a single soul get past, they're all under suspicion. The victim died on Tuesday last. His name was Prohibition.
We're detectives, everyone.
We solve the crime before the crime is done.
Some fun. We just snoop around constantly.
We stick our noses where they shouldn't be.
We three. Take the case of this here guy.
Ballot, not bullet, made him die.
We'll find where to place all the blame.
Because our secretary's got the suspect's name.
Some names.
We're the loyal secretaries. We admit that we're the berries. Now we'll tell you where to go and whom to chase. You should go and see McTavish. He's been spending money lavish. And you'd better take us with you just in case.
Okay, oh, watch our smoke. Now, McTavish, what have you to say? Where were you upon election day?
I didn't vote, although they said it wouldn't cost a dime. For I'm a very frugal man. I couldn't spend the time.
Curse it!
Next upon a list in town, we find the name of Rastus Brown.
Okay, yo, watch our smoke. Listen, Rastus, is it really so? Did your ballot cause a fatal blow?
What a situation. I didn't cast no ballot. Vote for ratification. Man, I can't even spell it.
Cursing.
Now voted the resident of mixed degree. The third degree will make him see.
Okay, yo, watch our smoke. Leave the cup, coffee, and strawberry pie. Tell us if you have an alibi.
How do you think of that? I'm too busy to vote. Listen, please. I had to go to the market to get his Philadelphia cream cheese.
I beg your pardon.
Well?
As you gentlemen were talking, I just happened to be walking where your conversation fell upon my ear. Stop your searching, stop your guessing. I'm your culprit, I'm confessing, and I'll tell it to a jury of my peer.
Help! Murder! Police! Fire! Put him in the black mariah!
A trial is what you want, my pet.
A trial is what you're going to get!
Order in court! Order in court! We're going to make this trial short. Now, defendant, raise your hand. Kindly take the witness stand. What's your name, and where were you born, and where were you on election morn?
John Q. Public is my name, and I will gladly take the blame. I did it with my little ballot. I wish it had been a croquet mallet.
As district attorney, I object, but I will call John Public's hand. I will prove what I suspect. Ghost of Prohibition, take the stand.
Gaze with pity on my ghost, and hear this idle fellow boast. He killed me at the voting poll, and he had no mercy on my soul. Have none on his. Send him away. Answer me, gentlemen. What do you say?
Prohibition, oh, we jurymen agree. And this praiseworthy defendant shall go free. Since he put you to an end, happy days are here again.
We are glad that you're dead, you rascal.
A few years ago, a young singer arrived in New York absolutely unknown. He had been born in southern France, had been singing for French provincial opera houses, and had come to this country in the hope of getting a hearing with the Metropolitan Opera Company. She did get a hearing, was immediately put under contract, and is now one of the most famous prima donnas in the world. I need hardly tell you that her name is Lily Pons, and not Peggy Healy, who is about to assist the orchestra in rendering Did You Ever See a Dream Walking from Sitting Pretty.
Thank you.
Did you ever find heaven right in your arms, saying I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking and the heaven in my arms was you.
Our next number is a motion picture score. The old way of making motion pictures, as you know, was to buy a novel or a play, throw everything away but the title, put 8 authors and 5 composers to work on it, and then produce the result with a new title and no music. Now I understand they first engage a composer and a lyricist who proceed to write 4 song hits. These are then laid on the floor, spaced rather widely apart, and authors are invited to fill in the blank spaces with plot. I don't know whether Let's Fall in Love was written according to this system or not, but it certainly has the song hit. It's a new picture to be released toward the end of the month with music by Harold Arlen and lyrics by Ted Kohler. Tonight, Mr. Whiteman will play you the score. You must all know Mr. Arlen's music, as he wrote It's Only a Paper Moon, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, and I Love a Parade, to say nothing of the song that gave us all insomnia last summer, Stormy Weather. And now we shall hear a medley of numbers from his new score, played by the orchestra, and sung at various times by Jack Fulton, Peggy Healy, and the Rondoliers, and we hope you'll be able to tell them all apart.
Oh. the world may say we're sinning, a heart of mine, this is only the beginning of a love divine.
This performance, we hope to induce Harold Arlen, the composer of this music, to come to the microphone and himself sing you the theme song of his new picture, Let's Fall in Love. And if we're not able to induce him, it won't be because we didn't rehearse this entrance. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Arlen.
I have a feeling, it's a feeling I'm concealing. I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you so strong for you. Why go on stalling? Love is calling. I'm falling. Why be shy? Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other to be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. each other to be or not to be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.
And now it is our pleasure to present the Honorable Gifford Pinchot, Governor of Pennsylvania, who will speak to you from the Executive Mansion in Harrisburg. Governor Pinchot.
Prosperity for the nation is impossible without prosperity for the farmer. And prosperity for the farmers generally is impossible without prosperity for the American dairy farmer. The farmer feeds us all. He produces the health-giving and strength-giving necessities of life. And when the man who feeds us all is paid less than the cost of producing the food, the whole country is in a bad way. The dairy farmers of this nation have had more than their share of grief during the Depression, and it is in their behalf that I am talking tonight. Dairy producers must get a fair return on their labor and investment. Dairy consumers must be given the benefit of more efficient milk distribution, and the profits of distributors must be kept within reasonable bounds. We in Pennsylvania are considering the creation of a state milk control board to help the dairy farmers, to help the milk consumers, and to see that the milk dealers get a square deal, no more and no less. During the coming week, you and I will have a chance to give the dairy farmers a helping hand. There is a big cheese surplus in this country, and there is a national drive to cut it down by increasing consumption under the slogan, Serve Cheese and Serve the Nation. The present huge surplus of dairy products is abnormal. So long as it remains, it will seriously retard the recovery of the dairy industry and, of course, the recovery of the whole nation also. Pennsylvania, with its 10 million people, can do great things for the 10 million people who are living on dairy farms in the United States. Although Pennsylvania produces comparatively little cheese, Pennsylvanians eat lots of cheese. And milk that goes into manufactured products like cheese helps to reduce the surplus of liquid milk, and that, of course, will help the farmer. Therefore, as governor of Pennsylvania, I am glad to join the governors of other dairy states in naming this coming week, beginning Monday, December 11th, and continuing until December 16th, National Cheese Week. And as for you who are listening in, drink plenty of milk and eat plenty of cheese.
Thank you, Mr. Pinchot. I'm sure I am echoing the sentiments of millions of dairy farmers when I tell you that your brief talk tonight will be a real help to the dairy industry. It's a curious fact that people who have had a conspicuous success in some one line of artistic endeavor always have a secret ambition to excel in something that lies entirely outside their natural talents. The composer Rossini, for instance, abandoned music before he was 40 and spent the rest of his life trying to be a good cook. Charles Chaplin, probably the world's greatest living comedian, wants to play Hamlet. And now Ramona, who was really an excellent concert pianist, is going to sing Sam the Accordion Man.
In Dixieland, there's a musical man. He had a good time just making folks happy. This musical man is a one-man band. Folks have to love him for making them glad. He don't play melodies, just plays blue harmonies, just like nobody ever has. He plays chords that make you feel grand. They call him Sam, that old accordion man. His dreamy chords remind you of heaven, and they're real chords calling to Dixieland. In the evening by the moonlight, when sun has gone down, how those lovers, levy lovers, love to hang around. He plays chords that nobody can. man, that old accordion man. When he plays what he plays, let me say that he plays just like no other master can.
We played a symphonic transcription of the old nursery tune, Peter, Peter, Pumpkin Eater, by Al Rinker. The piece is so ingenious and so entertaining, and went so well on the air, that Mr. Whiteman is including it in the program of New American Music that he's presenting at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York a week from tomorrow night. And tonight we're about to broadcast it again. Of course, theoretically, we're repeating it because we had so many requests for it. And that's perfectly true. We did. But frankly, I think this is simply a scheme to get some publicity for that Metropolitan Opera House concert. And if I were you, I'd just ignore the whole thing. Don't forget the date, by the way, December 15th. And the name of the piece is Peter, Peter, Pumpkin Eater, played by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Roy Bargy at the piano at 8:30. The official title of the next number, as it appears in the catalog of the Whiteman Musical Library, is I'll Be F, Three Men Full an Orc. I'll Be F means I'll Be Faithful, and is the name of the song. Full means Jack Fulton, and Orc refers to the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. Three men is, means 3 minutes, and has to do with the length of the selection, and not with the length of time that Mr. Fulton will be faithful. From what I know of radio tenors, 3 minutes would be a little excessive. Mr. Fulton will now sing the song accompanied by the orc.
I'll be faithful forever and ever, dear. I'll be faithful to you. What may come, I'll always stand beside you. When days are dark, I'll take your hand and guide you. I'll be faithful, you'll always be in my heart. Always love you, just as I do. There'll be no other lips, no other arms but yours. I shall be faithful, faithful to you.
Everything on radio is done with a stopwatch and is timed down to the exact second or fraction of a second, practically. Now, when we put this show together, for instance, first we time all the musical numbers, and then we time all the talk, and then we add all that up, and then we know that we're 15 minutes too long. And then we cut and patch and baste, and finally we get the hour down to 60 minutes and no second. Now, when we timed this program at the rehearsal this morning, we found that we were 4 minutes and 20 seconds too long. So they fixed that in the usual way. And that is, they asked me if I'd cut 4 minutes and 20 seconds out of my announcements. So I did, and we rehearsed again, and this time we were only 5 minutes too long. Then we had a meeting, a council of war, to decide what to do. And finally I suggested that we omit the orchestral number that had Ramona in it. So we put the matter to a vote and decided by a majority of one vote not to omit the number. Then Ramona came forward with the suggestion that we omit my announcement of the number. So we put that to a vote, and by a majority of one vote, they finally decided to omit my announcement of the number. So Paul Whiteman's orchestra will now play Dallas Man with the possible assistance of Ramona and without any introduction by me. Thank you.
eyes I can think of. I love that guy the most. Kisses sweet as honey. Smiles make life sunny. Oh, no one loves me like my jealous man. He's a high polluter and a rootin' tootin' shooter. No one loves me like my jealous man. Girls all go insaner when I'm in his arms. He's a wild horse trainer, full of wild and woolly charm. Like a Texas ranger, he's a welcome stranger, and no one loves me like my Dallas man.
Program, we told you that next week would be National Cheese Week. Everywhere throughout the United States, prominent people and organizations which have the interests of the dairy industry at heart are offering cooperation.
Albany, New York, Governor Lehman pledges assistance.
Boston, Massachusetts, Governor Ely praises movement.
Salem, Oregon, Governor Meyer assures cooperation.
Governor Schmiedeman of Wisconsin and Governor McNutt of Indiana urge citizens to observe National Cheese Week.
Governor Martin of Washington enthusiastic about Cheese Week.
More than 50 prominent organizations have offered their assistance.
Governors of many other states ask observance of National Cheese Week.
Serve cheese and serve the nation. Go to your nearest grocer next Monday. See the attractive displays of cheese he will have. Notice the attractive prices. Serve cheese next week. You'll help the dairy industry, and you'll enjoy having more cheese at your meals. This concludes tonight's Kraft program, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you each week by the makers of Kraft Phoenix Cheese. We cordially invite you to be with us again next Thursday evening for another hour of entertainment from Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the brilliant Whiteman Ensemble with Deems Taylor as Master of Ceremonies. Same station, same hour. Don't forget, next Thursday night. This is Howard Claney saying good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.